What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is History's Hidden Killers. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In 2010, LAPD detectives knocked on Anna Rita Washington's door and showed her a Polaroid photograph. It was a picture of a young black woman, unconscious, bleeding from a gunshot wound to the chest, slumped in the passenger seat of an orange Ford Pinto. The woman in the photograph wasn't Rita. She was 27 when it was taken. The man who shot her had snapped that Polaroid as a trophy in 1988 and put it in his garage. It sat there for 22 years, next to more than 1,000 other photographs of women, many of them appearing unconscious or dead. The picture existed since 1988. The investigation, in any real sense, didn't. This is the final episode of Surviving Serial Killers, part of our History's Hidden Killers weekly series. And the thread that runs through every story in this series lands hardest right here. Every one of these survivors saved themselves because nobody else was going to do it. But Anna Rita Washington's case goes further than that. She survived a serial killer, and then the system that was supposed to catch him spent 25 years not caring enough to try. Because a woman, or the women, I should say, he was killing, didn't look like the women whose deaths made the front page. And you know what I'm talking about. November 19th, 1988, South Los Angeles. Anna Rita Washington, 27, mother of two, walking to her friend Linda's house before a party, she noticed an orange Ford Pinto with white racing stripes on the street, stopped to admire it. The driver noticed her. He called out. She ignored him, called out again, and Rita told him if he wanted to talk, he had to come to where she was. He pulled up. Black man, early 30s, polo shirt, khakis, non-threatening, offered a ride to Linda's house. She declined. Then he threw a line at her that she said changed her mind. That's what's wrong with you black women. People can't be nice to you. That's the quote. She felt sorry for him. He shamed her, and she got in the car. Lonnie Franklin Jr., born and raised in South L.A., Army stationed in Germany, convicted in 1975 alongside two other soldiers for attacking a 17-year-old girl overseas. Dishonorable discharge, served less than a year. Back in L.A., he worked as a trash collector for the city. At one point, he was employed as a mechanic for the LAPD. Let that one register. The man who would later kill at least 10 women in South L.A. once fixed cars for the police department that couldn't be bothered to catch him. He married a woman named Sylvia. They had two children. He was a neighbor, a colleague, a regular guy on the block, respectable by every visible measure. He had already begun one of the longest killing sprees in Los Angeles history. First confirmed kill, Deborah Jackson, 29, August 10th, 1985. By the night he picked up in Aretha, at least seven women were dead, every one of them young, every one of them black, every one of them living in South L.A. When she was in the Pinto, the conversation was easy, pleasant even, nothing alarming. Then Franklin said he needed to stop at his uncle's house for money. He went inside. When he came back, he was a different person, agitated, angry. He accused Anarita of disrespecting him, called her by another woman's name. Confused, she turned to face him. And he shot her in the chest with a 25 caliber handgun at point-blank range, no warning. Anarita never heard the gunshot. Silence. She reached for the door. "I'll shoot you again," she pled. "If I do die, I'm going to ask the Lord, let me haunt you the rest of your life." She told him she had kids. She faded in and out as Franklin drove through South L.A., passed out, woke up in the darkness. He was on top of her. She fought 2 weeks, screamed, passed out again, woke to flashlight light. He was taking Polaroid photos of her. She felt the door handle, found it, opened it. While the car was moving, Franklin pushed her out. She hit the asphalt, rolled to the curb, and saw the blood for the first time. Bleeding from her chest, she dragged herself along the sidewalk until she recognized the streetlights. Made it to Linda's house. Nobody home. Linda had already left for the party. And Anarita collapsed on the porch and waited. Linda found her later and called an ambulance. Harbor UCLA Medical Center. The bullet had collapsed a lung, but her ribs and sternum deflected it away from her organs. 3 weeks in the hospital recovering from a wound that should have killed her. She learned what Franklin had done to her while she was unconscious. Now here's where the story stops being about one woman's survival and becomes an indictment of an entire institution. LAPD detectives visited Anarita in the hospital. She gave a complete statement despite the pain she was in, worked with a sketch artist, and the detective suggested she was someone who worked the streets. As if that explained why she got into a stranger's car. As if that would somehow make the investigation less urgent. And Anarita fought that characterization hard. She was furious. Police matched the bullet to a 25 caliber weapon used in other South LA killings. Same caliber, same geography, same profile. By 1988, the LAPD knew a serial killer was responsible for at least seven confirmed deaths and Anarita's attempted murder. They had the ballistics connecting the murders. They had the geographic pattern. All South LA. They had the consistent weapon, same 25 caliber in every case. They had a clear profile of who was being targeted. They told nobody, not the public, not the families of the dead women, not the women still walking those same streets every night, not in Anarita, Washington. The LAPD kept the existence of a serial killer in South Los Angeles a secret from every person who had a right to know and from every potential future target who deserved to be warned. This was during the crack epidemic. The women Franklin targeted were young and black and poor. Some had ties to the street economy, and in the eyes of the LAPD, apparently that made their deaths less urgent. Their murders became cold cases almost as soon as the crime scene tape came down. Their names didn't make the evening news. Their families were never told that the same person was responsible for killing their daughters and their sisters. In 1989, an anonymous source inside the LAPD leaked to local media that the killings were connected. The department refused to confirm. Franklin kept killing. He was still killing. In the 2000s, Jessica Peters, 25 years old, was found dead on January 1st of 2007. Over two decades later, same area, same weapon, same department, looking the other way for another year. In 2007, journalist at LA Weekly broke the story the LAPD wouldn't tell. A serial killer had been operating in South LA since 1985 when the police had known about it and connected it for over two decades. The paper named the killer the Grim Sleeper because there appeared to be a long pause in the murders during the 1990s, though authorities now believe Franklin killed additional women during that period whose remains were just never found. Here's what makes me furious. The families of the dead women learned their loved ones were killed by a serial killer from a newspaper article, not from a detective knocking on their door, not from a phone call, from LA Weekly, like everybody else. Nobody from the LAPD picked up the phone. It took until September of 2008, 23 years after the first confirmed killing, for the LAPD to publicly acknowledge the serial killer. In February 2009, LAPD Chief William Bratton spoke about it for the first time. Multiple police chiefs had rotated through the department over those decades. Daryl Gates, Willie Brown, Bratton, and every single one of them chose to keep the information quiet. In 2006, detectives finally told Enarita the truth. 18 years after the attack, she'd been living her life for 18 years, not knowing the man who shot her had kept killing. She didn't find out because the case broke or the system worked. She found out because two detectives knocked on her door and said the word serial killer. The system hadn't worked for anyone in this case. Not for the dead, not for the families, and not for the survivor. The break came through DNA. Franklin's son, Christopher, was convicted on a weapons charge. His DNA showed a familial match to crime scene evidence. Detectives went undercover, connected Lonnie Franklin's DNA from utensils at a pizza restaurant. Match! And on July 7th, 2010, 25 years after his first confirmed kill, Lonnie Franklin Jr. was arrested. At his home, more than 1,000 photographs, videos, Polaroids, dating back to the 1980s, many showed women who appeared unconscious or worse, and among them the photographs of Enarita Washington bleeding, slumped in the Pinto. Taken 22 years earlier, stored in a garage for two decades like a souvenir from a vacation. There's a detail from Nick Bloomfield's 2014 documentary, Tales of the Grim Sleeper, that I will never get out of my head. Franklin's son, Christopher, said that when he visited the LAPD after his father's arrest, officers asked to shake his hand. The documentary noted some police officers actually admired Lonnie for cleaning up the streets. Police officers in the department that couldn't catch a serial killer for 25 years, in the department that concealed his existence from the public and the families, in the department that suggested the only savior was a woman who worked the streets. Those officers, some of them allegedly admired the killer. Then there was the trial. February 2016, Enarita took the stand 28 years after the night she was shot. Asked if she could identify the man. 100%. Less hair now. Still looks the same. She turned to face Franklin directly. My name is Enarita Margette, and I'm one of your little pickups. You are truly a piece of evil. You're right up there with Manson. On May 5th of 2016, guilty in all counts, 10 murders, one attempted murder, sentenced to death. Franklin never spoke a single word in his own defense during the entire trial. Not one word in his own defense across the entire 3.5-month trial. He died on death row in San Quentin in March of 2020. Authorities have never released an official cause of death. Even in dying, the system handled his case with more discretion than it ever handled his crimes. Lonnie Franklin was not a mastermind. He used the same weapon every single time. He operated within the same 10-block radius for over 20 years. At least six of those harmed were found within blocks of his own home. He once worked as a mechanic for the very police department that couldn't catch him. He was not some criminal genius evading a sophisticated dragnet. He was the man who killed in plain sight because the women he targeted were invisible to the people whose job it was to see them. Anarita Washington survived a 25 caliber bullet to the chest. She survived a 22-year Polaroid trophy. She survived an LAPD that treated her survival as an inconvenience and her identity as an exploration for why they shouldn't try too hard. And she survived 25 years of institutional indifference that allowed a serial killer to operate in her neighborhood while multiple police chiefs, one after another, decade after decade, look the other way because the women being found dead in alleys and dumpsters in South LA weren't generating the kind of public pressure that forces an institution to act. Her words from 2022, "I really don't consider myself a survivor because a survivor just survives day to day. I'm going further. I'm a conqueror." She earned that word. The system that should have protected her spent a quarter century making sure she'd have to earn it on her own. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. What an incredible survivor story. Links in the description to join our conversation there. We'll continue it over there. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive. 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive. 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.